Hey, I wanted to call you, but it looks like you're still asleep, so sorry, I keep forgetting that it's quite early for you there. I'd call back in an hour or so, but I actually have a lot of work that I need to get finished. I guess leaving you a voice message is the next best thing. So today is the big day, and I know you've been stressed about this interview for some time now, and so I wanted to call you to remind you that you'll be great. I just know it. That job's got your name written all over it. And if it goes well or not, not that I'm saying it won't go well, I want you to call me right away, no matter what, and tell me how it all went. It'll be a little late for me, but that doesn't matter. I want you to call me, okay? You know I'm more than happy to stay up late to hear you talk. And to be honest, I've been nervous too. I really want to see you succeed, because you deserve it. And you work so hard, and I'm so proud of you. Honestly, I am. And if you're still feeling anxious, just take some deep breaths and try to relax. And remember that everything will be fine. Oh, yeah. About that message that you sent me last night, the one about the two different outfits. You said that you wanted my opinion. Well, you could turn up in just about anything and still be the most handsome and professional-looking person in the whole place, but I think I can actually feel you rolling your eyes at that in the future. That's weird. Sorry, this message is a lot mushier than I was planning for it to be. I can't help it. It's just, I know you've been waiting for an opportunity like this for a long time now. And all I've got to say is, it doesn't matter what you wear, because you'll get this job. If they're smart, you'll get this job. And when you do get it, we're going to have to celebrate. Maybe we could go on holiday together sometime this year. Somewhere where there's lots of sun and beautiful blue ocean and a warm beach to lay on. And restaurants with good food, of course. That's a must-have on holiday. I think we could both use a nice break. And also, it would be amazing to just be like in the same area as you again. I miss you. And I know we talk like every day, but I miss waking up in your arms, even if we've only done that a few times. I know you said that if you get this job, you'd be earning more money and that you'd like us to start saving up for a place together. Well, I've been thinking about that a lot lately, and I love it. So maybe we could actually do that someday soon. I'm not gonna lie. I've been wanting to get out of this place for some years now. Apart from my job and a few friends, there's not much keeping me here. And I can always find a new, maybe even better job once I'm over there. We could spend our whole weekends together, cuddling on a sofa underneath a really big warm blanket. And we can meet up with our friends and all go to restaurants and theaters together. We could get a nice little place and decorate it however we want, maybe even get a pet or two. And we can fill it with all the amazing memories that will last us a lifetime. Oh, I'm getting mushy again. Maybe I'm getting a little ahead of myself. We should probably wait until you get the job and then talk about this. Oh, I almost forgot to mention. I sent you something in the mail. It probably won't get to you for a few more days, but it's worth the wait. Do you remember last summer when you came to visit me? And you tried out all those different sweets and candies and stuff? Well, I remembered how sad you were that you couldn't find any of those where you lived, so I might have sent you a big box of all of your favorites. Yeah, I know. I'm kind of the best. I got you something else, too. And I really want to tell you what it is, but I also want it to be a surprise for when you open it, so I won't tell you, but I think you're going to love it. I really just want to make you happy. But it does kind of suck. I mean, whenever I get you something, I want to give it to you right away, in person, and see that wonderful smile on your face. Instead of putting it in a box and sending it across the world and waiting days for it to arrive to you. But maybe one day soon, I won't have to do that anymore. Hey, maybe tomorrow we can watch some shows, or maybe a movie. We could get some food and drinks and blankets and just make it nice and cozy and just spend the day together. But anyway, you're calling me tonight, so we can plan all that stuff later. Oh, right. I gotta go. I still have all of that work that needs to get done. So, listen to me. You're going to be amazing. You are strong. You're smart. And you're going to destroy this interview. In a good way. So try to relax. Drink some water. And leave all that stress in to the people who have to go up against you in this interview. Because they don't stand a chance. You've got this. I love you. And I'll speak to you soon. Good luck.